Donovan, give me a high sign. Are we going?
We're going, Nate.
We're doing this show. This is not even our show. Donovan, welcome back immediately. We just put one of these up the other day, but this is not a regular Reflex Blue
Show episode. We haven't done one of these up in a year, Nate.
In I would damn near say precisely a year. This is the Superb Owl Spectacular Reflex Blue Show. We have guests in the audience who will be introduced momentarily. Donovan, how are you feeling about the game last night?
Oh, I loved it.
Would actually be two nights ago by the time people hear this.
Just made me so happy.
Yeah.
True.
I gotta say,
we're just enjoying the flavors of a fallen friend.
True.
I love the way the Saints put it out there. I love the onside kick to open a half.
Lifetime Saints fan.
I love the plan to win. Down. By the way, that's our man Steve Gordon over there.
Lifetime Saints fan.
Get a proper introduction momentarily. We've got some other
The Boy Scout, longtime Saints fan. I was a fan when they were the Aints.
Yeah, Donovan and I, we don't get that. I don't know. I think Donovan just hates the Colts.
Donovan probably gets it.
Donovan, do you get that?
Yeah, I do.
God damn it.
You should put a bag over your head.
And we brought Rob in. Back again.
Howdy, how's everybody feeling?
Who I don't believe has been here since last year's show.
Tom Jones.
That is true.
I heard a call for Tom Jones.
She's a lady.
Done. Our special mystery guest, as announced on Twitter earlier, is I feel like we need a proper nom de guerre here, but we'll go with Nicole Blau. How you doing this evening?
Fine, thank you.
You are okay. Our strong female voice of reason this evening. Looking forward to it.
I like it.
Steve likes all the ladies.
I do.
Of course he approves. So
I'm sitting next to Nicole.
I did notice that. I'm sitting in a corner next to our illustrious host whenever he avails himself.
By the way, we always keep Nate in the corner if possible.
Yes. Patrick Swayze, when he was alive, would walk by and say, proper. He would just say, I approve of that placement. Go someplace else and argue it on. Rob, you got a comment there, buddy?
Everything just got real quiet because nobody knows what you're talking about.
You don't put baby in the corner.
But you do put Nate there.
But you put Nate, God damn it. There, let me explain my joke so it's funny to Rob. God damn it.
And then watch
it. I was on a roll there.
And then watch it blow up in your face.
Yeah. All right, the show's over. We're shutting it down.
You know he did that on purpose. That was awesome. He's like, I don't get it.
Shut it down.
He's like, in big. I don't get it.
And we did bring back Tom Nemitz to host the show.
Yes.
Tom, are you adequately prepared to rock?
S. Nemitz.
Wait. Bags under my eyes, my hair looks... stupid, and you dyed my mustache the wrong color. What's that? Well, if you were a man, I'd punch you right in the mouth. Let's push me.
What's happening right
now? He's in the other room. We don't know what he's doing. We're a little scared.
Oh, holy fucking hell.
Neo!
Wow. I know we have a rule about cameras tonight, but if someone's got one, we need a focused image.
How long have you guys been here?
the pipe. I love
just a moment.
Pipe.
Just a moment.
Are we live? Is this on?
Hang
this
on.
Is,
that's a hot mic you got there, Tom.
The arsonist had ugly shaped feet.
Nice.
Ow, now brown cow.
Dom, if I may.
Ribs.
What?
I had ribs for lunch. That's why I'm doing this.
Okay.
We're live?
You thought the show ground to a halt a minute ago, Rob.
I don't believe you. The human torch was denied a bank loan.
Steve, that is out of play. Steve, that is out of play. We have rules and guidelines set up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The human torch was denied a bank loan.
What are you taking a picture of?
40 love.
So we're live?
Yeah, we have it appears
nom de guerre then?
His name says
40 love. That's Nicole's name.
I think
that should be her nom de plume. 40 love.
We'll take it.
Nom de plume and a nom de guerre.
Nom de plume is your pen name, quite
okay,
literally.
Okay, nom de guerre is your war name.
There you go.
So
we're alive.
Whichever you prefer, really.
Hello.
We'll see how the night goes.
I'm legendary anchorman Dom Burgundy.
He is a legend.
Pause.
He's a big legend.
We're here to talk about the Super Bowl.
To get my pipe out.
Pause for effect.
For years now, people have asked me what makes the world go round. Money? Too obvious. Love? Only if it's done right.
Nate Voss?
In my opinion, it's Super Bowl ads. Yes, I'm talking about Superb Owl. That's so funny.
Keep it together.
Is it my hair?
Keep it at it.
I'm talking about Superb Owl commercials. So joining me tonight is the news team. Ryan Fantana.
Nice. Ryan.
Fantana.
Stone Tamland.
Nice.
Champ Unkind.
I am unkind.
Garth Parnell.
Really?
And the lovely Jessica Corningstone.
Let's go with it.
Don't bite the mustache.
No. Don't act like you're not impressed.
It's true.
The first round.
I'm not sure what's happening. We're going to talk about Super Bowl.
We have lost control.
Holy
already.
Shit. There's the game board.
We got props.
We have lost control.
The first round of the Super Bowl. We break out
Super Owl. We don't have license rights.
Papa Poodad. The super duper game.
Cameras, please get a picture of that.
Check your iTunes window.
All right.
Nice.
What we're going to do in the first round is we're going to go around. You'll notice there are six categories here.
ABC.
There are five of you. So we'll go around. You will all pick one. I will reveal what the category is, and then you'll have as much time as you want or as little to talk about that category. And then everybody else, if they want to, can go around and discuss that and rebut your answers or agree with them.
It's a bold challenge with Rob in the room.
And then I will keep track of points that I will add up indiscriminately just based on my own whim.
Nice.
Whoever's in last place gets to pick the sixth category because they'll be behind before we go to the second round. I've chosen numbers randomly before we started. And Champ Unkind is the winner, so he gets first.
That was Champ. Will you take it away?
Okay.
Like I am.
My name is Champ Unkind.
She's
I will go with C because C is for Champ.
All right.
Sweet Winkin's mullet.
That a category? You, Jesus.
You bet your sweet ass it is.
You bet it is.
Did all right. Have a mullet?
This category, sir, is most shocking and or funniest ad. It may be both. It may be neither. That is for you to call when you have as much time or as little as you would like.
Most shocking ad, finding out Betty White was still alive.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. What about Abe Vigoda?
Oh, I knew he was still alive.
No, the best part of that ad.
I tried to run his fan club.
The best part of that ad was the Abe Vigoda spot at the end of it.
True.
Just not that he was particularly humorous in that short role, but that the fact that number one, Abe Vigoda still alive, also in the spot,
and took a sack like a champ.
Good at taking
not
a hit.
Like this champ.
True, yeah, true.
You done?
Oh, your show, man.
I award you 0 points.
You get zero.
You didn't say anything. All you did is name an ad.
Steven.
That is
yes.
Funniest ad.
Oh, funniest ad.
Funniest ad.
You can right offhand, save yourself, by the way.
I'd have to say I love the Doritos ad with the kid who slaps the guy.
That
was the funniest for me.
Okay.
I mean the little nuances, the very subtle nuances of the smack was the obvious thing, but then when he starts to count off one, you know, you don't touch my mom, and his finger is in the guy's nose, two. You don't touch my Doritos. So, I love it.
I love the way he drops the remote, too. Like, oh, no.
It was on. Yeah, it was on. Straight
that was,
up.
That was a hell of a slap, too.
So, I think
he
that,
did. He came from high noon with the slap.
What I love about that, you can't tell a kid that age in an acting situation to fake slap.
No.
You just have to let the kid slap the shit out of that.
He was about like the kid in, what was the movie with the...
Role models,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, remind me a lot of the kid from Role Models.
Good pickup. Good pickup.
Who also plays Tracy Jordan Jr.
True.
Alongside.
Very true.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Alongside his other son, George Foreman.
That was funny.
Also that shocking, that man's dream car is a Dodge Charger.
Yeah. I did not find
true.
That to be a funny ad or shocking, but I will talk about that.
I'll talk about that later, too. The soul ripping that they did with guys this year was just like, they made us look like a bunch of pussies.
Except for the Dorito guy with the nunchucks.
That was awesome.
He was business.
That's what I take for funniest moment.
With a full samurai helmet of Doritos.
You weren't fast enough.
Hey, but wait till it's your turn.
Dig it, though, because, like...
Burgundy.
If he's...
Hey, no shutting this down.
Is he a samurai or a ninja?
He's a samurai.
No, he's got the samurai outfit, but he's rocking nunchaku.
And he's throwing a little star, too.
The wrong... ninja or samurai.
Well, he was very sneaky, so he would be a ninja, but he was dressed like a samurai.
Thank you. So, you can't negate the helmet.
You can't negate that. I'm just saying it was historically inaccurate.
He was his own worst enemy.
Steve, the Shredder from Ninja Turtles. He was a ninja, but he rocked a samurai helmet with a mask.
But he was a bad guy, so he broke the rules. So it's
totally
okay.
That's true. And that's the only way he could get a mask that cool was to attach it to a helmet.
Cool, that's why you're here. To be able to delineate when the rule breaking denotes.
True.
As you can clearly see, these people will all say things over the next 6 hours that will literally make your brain fall out of its skull.
I am loving the
It's science.
6 hour podcast. I am
They're so wise, they're all like miniature Ace Freebies, only their actual size. Next. You.
That's all right. I forgot my name too.
E. Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
Ruff, ruff. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Can you watch a beat?
Yes. Dance. All right. Bark twice if you're in Milwaukee. This category. Best beer ad. Go.
I don't know. Miller Lite.
Not best beer. Best beer ad.
Well, yeah, I wasn't very impressed overall with a lot of the beer ads that happened.
Then tell me why.
Now, I don't particularly pay attention to calories, so the Bud Select 55 calorie thing didn't happen. If anything, I would have guessed, or I would have said that the Lost spinoff.
He has many leather-bound
so
books.
So you can get drunk without getting fat.
He's friends with Merlin Olsen.
With my Ultra.
Did they have ads for Michelob Ultra?
They did. It was Lance Armstrong running up a phantom stairscape. But I'm loud. It's showing up loud.
Fair enough. Lance Armstrong
was running up a staircase on a mountaintop.
And it was Blur, song 2.
True.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed.
That was just a diss. See, I walked right into his diss.
Nice.
I only noticed it after the pause.
It would have been funnier if when he walked into it, he said, "Holy Muther Campbell, that hurt." All right. Anybody else have anything else they would like to add?
Okay, we're talking about beer spots. I think we can keep that topic running around. Hate and am done with the horses with other sidekick animal for Budweiser.
My favorite beer spot was, no, I concur. The Clydesdale, dead. Glue factory, that ass.
It's the Jay Leno of Super Bowl ads.
Truth. My favorite beer spot was Book Club. Bud Light.
Nice. Book Club.
Awesome.
Okay, because that's where the guy is like, hey.
I'd like to hear you read some words.
Dom Burgundy approves of book clubs because I have many leather-bound books.
Truth.
I was kind of feeling the bridge one, but I think at the end of the day, there's a moment in the airplane crash Lost send up. What makes that commercial work for me is that right after, like, they're ready to go. They found the Bud Light in the coup. The lady's like, "Yo, I found a radio. We can get out of here." And the other guy's like, "Hey, I found Bud Light. We can party." And everyone's like, "Yes." But they give a moment, like a solid moment, to the woman who found a radio where she's just like totally dejected. And that is a storytelling moment that I approve of. Like, you gotta be with her, like.
And it'll go away when they edit it 30 seconds.
It will. Yeah.
That moment only works because she was kind of cute.
That's every commercial
Jessica
on TV.
Jessica Corningstone.
Truth.
Favorite beer ad?
None of them.
Okay. Oh.
They're horrible. I mean, Budweiser was drink responsibly, except for when there's some sort of life-ending meteor, then drink irresponsibly.
True.
Or if you're
good
stuck
advice
on an island.
Is drinking at the end of the world responsible or irresponsible if there are no consequences?
I love scotch. Scotchy Scotch Scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
So, is Michelob and Bud and Bud Light the only people that did spots this year? Beer spots?
I think
Bud
so.
Light was heavy on it. Budweiser doesn't even count.
They did a lot.
Glue Factory didn't even count. I'm not counting. The Glue Factory.
They did Budweiser and Bud Light. Yeah. And
the house spot was all right. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was okay.
It was not the Lord of the Rings of Super Bowl ads. Right. But it was kind of fun. It was more like the shitty movie of Super Bowl. I was trying to come up with something and I blank.
Taxi.
It was like the Taxi of Super Bowl.
Damn,
movies.
You were holding on to that one. That was a good play.
For years.
Yeah. I'm going to use a Taxi reference on this show. Done.
But the beard of Kyle Orton, that is a dominant, dominant reference. By the neck beard of Kyle Orton.
He does have a Kyle Orton neck beard going.
I'm working on it.
Respect.
So you too can throw many interceptions and not make the playoffs.
Is that a football rep? God damn it.
It's not a Seinfeld reference, it's a football reference.
One of these days Nate is gonna bone up on some football so he can talk
practice. I am gonna read up and I'm gonna come back in here.
Don't read up, just like, watch a game.
Yeah, can we talk about Steve Young? Can we talk about Joe Montana?
Isn't Steve Young a descendant of Brigham Young?
Yes. Right, he played at BYU, right?
And was also left-handed.
You know who did play at BYU is Jim McMahon, who was also in an ad this time.
Yeah.
Also played at BYU.
We can talk about
that. That's a segue.
Is he really in a wheelchair?
Let's continue through our games.
That's a good question.
All right. Let's keep the board alive. That's a good question.
All right, Ryan Fantana.
Bring it. Let's go F for Fantana on that ass.
Win as long Rome. As it's on an ass.
Win in Rome.
Win in Rome.
Best movie trailer. I don't think
you're using that
best
correctly.
Movie trailer?
Oh, that's a perfect question for you.
That's easy. I'm going with Prince of Persia. Prince of... Don't pull his mustache naps.
Nate is grooming Dom Burgundy.
Steve, I kind of wish you wanted Prince of Persia. There's a lot of me that wants to love it, but I kind of dug that Avatar trailer that aired before the game.
Okay, how about
Didn't Avatar
though?
Already come out?
Sorry, everybody Last Airbender. Oh! It was based on Avatar
see,
The Last Airbender
the Last Airbender, yes, I loved that, but it came before the game, so are we counting that?
No. Not counting that.
Wasn't it? It was in the game.
Was it? I thought it was during the pre-show.
Oh.
It's not a regulation commercial.
That's a technicality.
I'm going with Prince of Persia only because it was during the game. I'm going to call it Avatar because anyone who knows the show knows that it was called Avatar.
I love
Avatar.
That we're like men in our 30s and we know the Saturday morning cartoon show enough to call it Avatar.
I have my priorities.
Which was pretty awesome.
What happened was
pancakes
was
and eggs. Pancakes, eggs, and cartoons Saturday morning. Get some.
Yeah.
So,
get some
on a technicality. Yes,
his head, like
on a technicality, I'll give you the Last Airbender. As far as full fledged Super Bowl movie ads, the only one that I really saw was Prince of Persia. Now, if you couple that with theatrical ads to include the video games, maybe I'm overstepping the bounds. I do like Dante's Inferno.
Best musical cue of the entire night.
Yes.
Rob, sing it. Give us some Tom Jones then, goddammit.
What was the song?
That was the Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. Somebody hum.
Slow jam in the ad. Now do the auto-tune version.
She's gone. Wow.
She's gone when she's gone too long.
Donovan Berry. Edit. Camp. Whatever the name is. Yep. Best movie. Bro.
Oh, they all look kind of boring.
Bail, Nicole. Sorry, Jessica.
I'm not going to say Robin Hood.
Yeah, I guess I didn't see them all. I mean
yeah.
Fair, did you see any?
You know,
none of them were interesting.
Fair enough.
I know a lot of people like to rip Tim Burton's style, but I always think it's very visually interesting.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
You know, the Alice in Wonderland that's coming out. So I'm excited about you know, just checking it out.
I think I didn't choose that one only because I had seen it. I agree. It's a good one. Yeah. I had seen that one theatrically. I saw that one as a movie trailer in the theater, so I didn't pay attention to it, I think.
Like, that wasn't my favorite trailer, but I'm hella interested in seeing that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, just visually, that's like just Tim Burton having an explosion of Tim Burton all over that visual stuff. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's true. What she said.
That is not having a net.
Explosion.
All right. Jessica Corningstone.
Wicca, wicca, wicca.
Should I confess now or later that I watched a VH1 documentary on Soul Train instead of the Super Bowl last
night? Wait, say that again?
Dude. Don Cornelius.
You watched a Soul Train documentary?
Don Cornelius.
That's awesome.
We have to take a pause here, Don Burgundy.
That is the only reason you get out of watching Super Bowl ads is to watch a little Don Cornelius
ass. Was it like a hardcore, like behind the music doc? Or?
Yeah, but there's a lot of dancing. You know,
more serious? Dancing, more
a lot
soul
of disco
music.
Finger pointing.
When behind the music continues,
did you pick up moves?
Hell's bells.
Let's see some of this.
We're on the radio. There's no point.
She was on Soul Train. I will have Rob.
My moves don't translate.
They don't translate.
My moves don't translate.
Bill Withers was probably on Soul Train.
I bet he was. I bet Bill Withers was on Soul Train.
ACDC was on Soul Train. That would be awesome.
In addition to being a song, it's also a figure of expression. I'm using it for the latter.
That's like every AC/DC song, though.
Other than ones that talk about balls.
Right, which is like every other one.
Yeah.
True.
They had an album that was just called Balls.
It's like months that don't have an R in them.
Right.
Speaking of that, choose a category.
Are you trying to tell me to pick B?
I love how pissed she was at that. You trying to tell me to pick a letter?
I immediately regret this decision.
Nice.
This one goes, biggest mistake, biggest waste, worst ad, squandered opportunity.
As someone who has so far hated every ad, I feel like you should be well equipped to answer this question.
Yeah, just keep hating on it. Just keep hating on it.
Someone's got to hate. You guys are all nice.
That's true.
Maybe recycling like 3-year-old internet memes for an ad. I don't, was it Carfax that used like the shocked paradox from like 3 years ago?
Yes.
Or I don't know, like I thought Auto-Tune was declared dead on arrival last year. So are we going to do that too?
Auto-Tune.
Word. Nicole dropping Jay-Z hits.
Can I just say like.
What did I tell you guys?
I love it.
Before the Super Bowl started yesterday.
I
respect, don't respect the Jay-Z.
Respect
you
the Jay-Z.
You did say that.
You did.
Word.
What a discussion.
That auto-tune ad was just, like, I watched that again today. It was just grating as hell.
Last year it would have been hilarious.
I certainly can't do that without a beat under it. It's just white dudes talking with auto-tune.
But
it
not only that,
like nails on a chalkboard.
What I like is that a lot of hip-hop artists and a lot of hip-hop lovers have been trying to kill auto-tune for years, and it took a group of white guys walking around a house talking about snacks, to finally say it's not cool to use auto-tune.
This is what was T-Pain doing in that commercial?
Well, T-Pain's kind of sold out anyway.
He kind of needs the money.
Yeah,
but he wanted to pay for his boat.
He had his run, and you know, he's like, well, whatever, have fun with it.
He's like the Sir Mix-a-Lot. Had a legit career until he pushed it too far. Now he's a punchline, and he's playing
his own song.
He's playing
in
the punchline.
Shut your mouth about Mix-a-Lot.
Dude, I love Mix-a-Lot.
Come over there and
I was a Mix-a-Lot fan when his posse was on Broadway, man. When his posse was on Broadway, I was down with Mix-a-Lot.
Wasn't it like My Testarossa or something?
I'll give you and the Baby Maker two names.
Yeah, some other tracks.
My Hoopty Rollin'.
We should turn this.
Tailpipe Dragon. He don't work and my girl keeps nagging. That's Mix-a-Lot.
David, I love it when you hear
for that ass, man.
As long as it is on
as long
ass.
As it is for that ass.
Anything further you would like to add?
I just gotta say Will.i.am. He shouldn't be
just randomly
no, it's not
up.
Random. It's not even arbitrary.
With Will.i.am.
Will.i.am. He was in an ad. Why?
Which one?
Something about
he'll do anything for money, maybe.
Maybe.
True.
Last year
something
he was
about
in Pepsi.
Being the voice of the future. I don't know if it's because his haircut's asymmetrical now that he gets.
Wait,
that
he's
going to
be the new Flight of the Navigator movie.
Did he do a Gumby haircut like Bobby Brown?
That's exactly what he did.
He had a Bobby Brown
and
haircut.
He's not Bobby
and I missed
Brown.
It.
No way.
You can't do that if you're not.
He's
Bobby
know every
Brown.
Little step I take.
It was one of those.
You
like
will
TV,
be
yeah, the future of TV. Spots that
they showed
had
like
on.
Charles Manson, and they showed some stuff in the 70s
and
Reagan.
That was the video
and then
where they just were like, let me co-opt every event that you remember from your life.
True.
And then turn it into a TV spot.
Wait, did they pull the Pepsi ad from last year as one of those things?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So Pepsi did make an appearance on the low.
On the pregame.
They co-opt with Vizio.
let's take this one around, though. Worst ad.
I don't like
the blanket statement. Oh, yes, yes, yes. GoDaddies.
The word, honestly, I don't mind the GoDaddies because they know who they are and they play right into it. It's like a B movie not trying to impress you.
Yeah, but no one else knows who they are.
But that's the no, everybody knows.
They are low rate B movie.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that though. It doesn't shock you.
How hard it is as a designer.
Doesn't shock you.
To give a cheap ass client who doesn't want to spend money on hosting, send them to that site and feel like you're a professional.
Yeah, but that's because you're kind of highbrow. You're leaning toward the best. GoDaddy knows who they are and they play right into the cheese.
By the way, I'm not a fan either, but I do send people there sometimes.
Sometimes you got to. You're like, here's this side with some boobs on it.
Truthfully, I'm not going to front. Y'all can say that y'all didn't if you want to. But I went last year, and I watched the extended not-for-TV ads. I had a chuckle. I wasn't mad at it.
All right, fine. I'll cop to that.
Nice. Don't say the word cop when you're talking about GoDaddy.
I think cop is okay.
Copulation?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so.
He has me beat on vocabulary as well as style.
Okay, so the worst one for me was.
He was in the gutter, but he was in the wrong gutter.
The worst one for me was the one with the guy who was going through all of his life stages. That saddened me. It made me not want kids. It made me not want to have a yard. It made me not want anything.
Was that the one for the a song that basically said your life is gonna suck?
Right,
all the ways.
Right, which you will. And then what did they tie it into?
Skincare.
They tied it into skincare. Like,
but he's a man.
You're clean, you schmuck.
But he's a man. Yeah. You know what kind of man I am?
Feel good about it.
I'm the man who discovered the wheel and built the pedestrian bridge out of metal and brawn. That's the kind of man I am.
Dom Burgundy.
But no, I'm kind of with you on that. There was a lot of man bashing.
Yeah, it was emasculating.
There was also a lot of ugly man beard.
Completely emasculating.
My Lorden beard.
A lot of pantless, too.
A lot of pantsless.
That was for the ladies.
I know, something for the ladies with the casual Friday.
I love it.
Knockers and career builders.
I love it.
Yeah, and a Coke ad.
A specific question. Was anything in either of those ads really for the ladies?
Well, it's all I guess it depends on the lady.
Nicole's like, you going to make me answer that on the air?
That's the point of the show.
Of course it was.
You saw them. Of course it's for the ladies.
True. No, that's what I'm saying. I saw them. I was like, really? Is that for the ladies?
The Coke guy sleepwalking was also pantless.
I hated that one.
You hated the Coke guy walking in Africa?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it just was.
Did you not bless the rain down there?
It was. Yeah, I did bless the rain down in Africa, like Toto.
Yeah, nice.
But
I thought you were going to say Milli Vanilli, but Toto is even better.
They blamed it on the rain.
They blamed it on it.
They didn't have any Coke, and they blamed it on the rain.
No, I didn't like it because it didn't seem to, like him, it didn't seem to be going anywhere. So he's walking through the wilderness because his fridge is on the other side of the Serengeti?
I think he stole that shit, man.
Yeah, he stole it from the Simpsons spot that they ran earlier where he was walking.
That was Mr. Burns.
Well, whatever. Mr. Burns was walking and walking and walking and walking, and then somebody decided to give him a Coke.
I just thought it was mad lame.
Is it the next time you find yourself?
It's a serious disorder that affects millions of America, and I don't think we should make light of it.
You know that cat cancer is the leading cause of cat death in America.
Way to go, Debbie Downer.
Don't act like you're not impressed by the medical.
Terribly impressed.
Yes, honestly.
Terribly impressed.
I'm assuming at this point, because I didn't really hear that you properly named it. So
she did.
Kudos.
She also slipped in there that dogs and bees can smell fear.
All right.
Garth, you are up, sir.
All right, I'm Garth.
A or D.
It spells ad, which is what we were talking about.
Wow.
A is obviously the first and best letter.
I'm sorry, were you saying something? I wasn't paying attention.
A is my brother's first initial.
Backwards
D is his middle initial.
Da.
And I'm going to go with... there's a part of me that wants to go with D, but I think I'm going to go with A.
Do it! Pull it! In the class case of emotion.
With the of in a sort of lined glass case. Let's get some paper that plays on radio. There's a effing board here, listeners.
F's already been chosen.
F has been
shows. What did I choose? A?
The glass case of emotion.
Which is a
perfect one for this guy.
Truth.
Not really, but
yeah. That sappy fellow right, over there.
Garth, best or favorite sentimental ad?
Nobody puts Nate in a corner.
Nice, baby.
Best or favorite sentimental ad? Okay. Dante's Inferno, Ain't No Sunshine, which is gone.
You're going to count that as sentimental?
Oh, man, I was feeling it. That guy jumped into that hole with the axe thing, and he was sliding down.
Why he doesn't Emerald have Valentine's Nuts. Day
Hold me.
Sentimental.
Yeah. Truth.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing my personal life in. Best sentimental ad was the NFL's thank you to fans. of what's his dude jumping over Dolphin Guy.
True.
And the fans react with
what's
the,
his
with
dude
the,
jumping over Dolphins guy.
With the
that's a football fan right there.
with the track from the Where the Wild Things Are at
the arcade fire.
Yes.
School them up.
I'm sorry.
What's the name of the song?
Well, if you're gonna be
how long is it?
No, I just don't know.
Well, I'm trying to educate. You might like them if you like commercials.
Boom.
You are an educator.
Educate that ass. What?
I was
on that ass. In on or around.
I'm just trying to bring it, man. Reggie Bush won the Super Bowl. Kim Kardashian, what?
Pardon me. So Arcade Fire.
Pass.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you got to do. You got to.
Nicole, same question.
Handsome Rob for the win.
Emotion is something humans feel, correct? People feel, what made me most emotional?
Yes.
The Google ad.
The Google ad, there it is. Loved it. It was so simple.
Respect.
Because it told me to search on. And I think I'm going to do that.
To find a church in Paris.
I feel you.
Rob knows what's what. Look at this guy.
It's going to be some dude studying abroad from Paris coming to Omaha, Nebraska. How to impress Nebraska girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to Arcade Fire.
Yeah, and show up with a six-pack of PBR.
Dom Burgundy tried that. It didn't work.
It's a little awkward now. Maybe we should talk about that while we're all in the room.
There's only one. My favorite was the Coke ad with the Simpsons, bringing back a Spider Pig for me to see one more time. It brought a little tear to my eye. Big fan of the Spider Pig.
Spider Pig.
What? I got the action figure right there.
Spider Pig does. What was it?
Ron Burgundy can't sing.
Hit the button.
No, this is true. Try it though.
What's a good pig? That's Spider Pig.
You're gonna get sued for that.
That's clutch.
Things in here just
he can't.
Really
he bought
awkward.
The toy. He bought the toy. The toy makes noise. We can't get sued for that.
I was just, yeah.
Legal advice from Ryan Grantana.
We're promoting The Simpsons and Coca-Cola. We're doing them a favor.
I like that.
I heard a lot of people weren't loving The Simpsons ad.
It was a perfect representation of the current society at hand. Maybe that's why it was too real for them.
Was The Simpsons ad a little too real?
Right. I mean, Monty Burns loses his money, and by becoming a plebeian again, he's accepted.
I need to get my shit together to sit next to Nicole. Yeah,
seriously,
it's a perfect recession commercial, is it not?
She did not bring her radio voice, but you did not bring your A game. Huh?
I did not.
Well, think about this, all right?
You didn't read Shakespeare before you came.
It's one of the longest.
Only for the word plebeian. How's that?
A plebeian you late.
No doubt.
On the ass.
On that ass.
I would smile if my mustache allowed me to.
Is The Simpsons is Fox's longest running sitcom?
It is true.
It's the longest running sitcom of all time.
Placed on CBS.
Correct.
A.
Give him props for that.
Let him on Letterman's spot.
I want to fight that spot. If it were a person, I'd punch it.
The Coke one?
Man, you'd punch it right in the mouth.
I would. Seriously. That one, I just don't get.
Were you mad because Oprah wasn't wearing the Bears jersey like she did on the Super Bowl they did together?
No, I was most mad about the fact that
Rex Grossman's jersey was not appearing.
It was a Rex Grossman.
Was it a Rex Grossman jersey?
Yeah.
Lameness.
Lameness. Jersey Oprah was wearing 2 years ago.
Well, who
I think
else
it was a lame
wear?
Ad. I think it was an Relaxer. Absolutely lame
Dave
ad.
Dave was wearing a Peyton Manning jersey.
3 years ago,
one.
Nate.
Three.
Thank so, you.
I just think it was lame that Leno would actually be so self-effacing to be in an ad for his former rival, David Letterman.
And soon to be.
Rival. And in a, and in such a heel sort of way, like he was the butt of that whole joke.
Yeah, well, he, if, you know,
if you're not, if you're
atonement's
not, if you're
not a bitch.
To make fun of yourself.
No, making but, fun of yourself and then completely bitching yourself is two different things.
Here's the thing, though. Like, there's a saying. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's true.
That's
true, and that's said by someone who was having a bad publicity day.
Oh, I don't. I mean, like, here he is, though. He gets on the opposing network's largest telecast ever seen. More viewers watch this Super Bowl than any other show.
True.
And his
I'll
face,
give you that.
And his face was on there, and maybe he was getting shit, but guess what? More people saw him on that night than they're going to see him over the next 7 years.
That's the funniest thing Jay Leno's done in 20 years.
That's true, yeah, but see, here's my take on it. True, he got seen by a lot of people, but for a month, he got straight owned by Conan.
And then Jimmy Kimmel.
And Kimmel.
And, Letterman.
Then he goes on a Letterman commercial as the butt of the joke. He's washed up. He's done.
He's eating Doritos, which he did.
He, you know, he was
he's done to you, but he's not going to be done to Middle America.
He was.
That's going to be endearing to them.
He was done for a while.
I think that just endeared Letterman to Middle America.
Say the words Jay Leno. Look at her warm up. Right there.
Jay Leno.
They got all rosy for a second.
We're going to need a moment. I just said Jay Leno to Nicole.
Take a pause.
Wow, wow, wow.
Thinking
about Jay Leno. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
It is soul day.
Only darkness every day.
I don't need you.
Sing the first verse. All the ladies come running after the first verse.
The
second verse talks about Jay Leno.
I think it does.
And third verse talks about America.
What the hell was the original question? Was it emotional response?
Yeah.
Emotional.
Donovan Berry, emotional response.
I already talked about it.
So, I don't care. Say it again.
It was a spider pig.
Spider pig.
Spider pig. Oh, all right. All right, we're done with that one.
All right.
I thought we had
one more. And the person in last place gets to pick, which is Champ Unkind.
A couple times I thought maybe you left.
Does anybody know Steve Gordon got chopped in the leg by a man?
Champ Unkind.
In the leg.
Yes, there is. At the end of Champ Unkind, there is a D.
Oh.
And tore his entire leg off?
Champ Unkind is not the brightest.
Whammy.
D.
It's the pleats.
I don't have any pleats in my pants right now.
He's not wearing any.
Let me go change.
Donovan, actually.
Let me go change.
Don't right. pretend to tear away. Impressed.
Did somebody all say right. Jay Leno?
All right. This one?
Ew. Nice.
This one, we kind of overlapped and discussed it a little bit, but this one is biggest opportunity squandered. In other words,
I feel like we just totally did that category.
I mean, you guys
so,
kind of overlapped.
So what you're talking about is Peyton Manning going in for the touchdown pass and throwing an interception instead, the biggest opportunity
you're
squandered
no longer in last
right
place.
There. Right there it is.
What about
for
Reggie?
The win.
Pick what about Reggie Wayne?
FTW.
Reggie Wayne, fourth and goal in the Super Bowl, have it hit you in the hands.
True.
And it drops.
And drops.
You know what? Let's go to Pierre
the
Garçon.
Was his fault.
Crossing pattern for Pierre Garçon. Hits him in the hands.
And he dropped it.
Dropped it.
And Reggie Wayne fell down on the last interception.
Well,
true.
Let's
everybody blames Peyton.
Sports talk.
Not entirely totally his fault.
Totally. Was anybody else disappointed with the
Steven!
Keep your microphone off the ladies. Do not put your microphone on the ladies' face.
I'm
you
so
will not
uncomfortable
rub microphones
right now
on people.
Is anybody else disappointed with the Skechers ad?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Biggest opportunity squandered. Hashtag why play yourself.
I will say
Joe
though,
Montana for a Super Bowl ad, and that you use a text quote.
Yeah. The last time he was in an ad, I remember they put him in full uniform. Is that just a few years ago? It was not an opportunity
to
squander. You leave it just with his name and
it's
you don't
true.
Put him back in uniform anymore.
But I mean, the way he said it, it sounded like they typed it into a verbal translator. It was so computerized.
You mean Joe Montana
you
doesn't read things on
like
your Mac?
Joe Montana voice right. from the pull down menu.
It reads on mine. I have Merlin Olsen on mine as well.
I want to say, go ahead, man.
I have
Joe,
John Madden.
Joe Montana
on.
Aside.
Bam, right there.
With Joe Montana aside, was the style just off?
Oh, of the Skechers ad?
Of the Skechers ad.
Oh
that
my
was
god!
Not a Super Bowl ad.
It looked like something from a community station on PBS.
I was just gonna throw it to. It looked like a local dry cleaner
totally,
ad.
Totally,
that was accidentally airing
totally.
During the Super Bowl.
Like you can see the cutout of the people walking across.
Has anybody here, aside from Nate, ever bought a pair of Skechers?
Like a decade.
Dude, come
ago?
On, man!
I would never play
Everyone
myself.
Everyone here
like
except
that.
Steve has slummed.
Like
to
I think I've bought them a decade
I would
ago.
Never. Never.
You were in college hey, no. once. Don't give me that.
I bought a pair myself. And my dog chewed them up, and I never bought another pair.
Fair enough. I'm not wearing them now. Check
like,
this.
Like I said, bitch. Hashtag why play yourself.
I got Chucks on.
I thought it was
see
funny.
How
is that
the Skechers that he's wearing Payless?
Yeah, don't announce that.
Hey,
you might want to edit that.
Hey, you know what?
You'd be better off saying, man, I got my Skechers on right now.
Hey, did you buy them back?
I got them from a Payless with the old Cooper Black.
That's what
logo.
I was
going to
ask.
He's a later.
Cooper Done. Black.
Whoa.
Now that's an unfair alteration of those lyrics. Can I say worst squandered opportunity was the...
That joke?
The Super Bowl Super Bowl Shuffle
Boost.
Resurgent.
Yeah, Boost Mobile. The lead up was proper. The ad itself, horrid.
They did not have the people behind the scenes of that to properly execute.
The Ditka one, when they the one that aired like during the divisional round.
Yeah, when he's grooming the mustache and putting on the aftershave.
Like sandpaper.
The sound effects
solid.
Were great. Yeah, that was really.
You weren't really sure who it was. It was zoomed in real tight.
And I love that.
So I feel like this category is all about best idea with the worst execution.
Yes, exactly.
What say you?
We're talking about the game?
We're talking about practice.
I love that they just brought up every sweet sound clip ever about playoffs. We talking about practice.
We're just trying to win a game. Any game.
We talking about practice.
You
not
play
a game.
To win the game.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
I don't know what's happening. Man, is it?
Don't play to lose. Exactly. We're still talking play about to win
Nicole,
the game.
That's okay.
They are who we thought they were.
That's great. And we let them off the hook. That was
seriously, pause.
That was the most awesome resurrection of all good coaching sound clips. Ever. Thank you, Nicole.
Solid.
Anytime. I do what
I'm
I can.
I'm so glad that Nicole was here to enable Steve.
What's that? What's a Herm Edwards one?
Herm Edwards, you play to win the game.
And he's got another one. He's got that face at the end of the commercial where he's like, y'all like, got this nasty gnarl on.
And then the Iverson one was, we talking about
Romeo Crennel is good.
Yeah,
Romeo Crennel's was good.
Solid.
Are we talking about anything?
You don't watch football.
We're talking about sports. Nothing you would understand,
Nate. Is this a sports thing?
Yes.
Sorry.
She's a lady.
Did they tie?
Whoa.
Was there a first base?
Getting
I love
better.
It every time Nate misses a sports reference, you start singing She's a Lady.
Steve, you got to come in with the next line, though. You got to talk about meeting your woman and taking her out of state.
It's the time I like to meet and take the dinner.
Your enunciation is a little off to where it was earlier.
Earlier it sounded like
it doesn't matter.
That, didn't it?
I'm going to beat this lady.
I do have to mention, Steve has brought his A game. He actually has his Twitter ID on a necklace around his neck.
Take that. That was my best P. Diddy. That was my best P. Diddy right there.
So I don't have a P. Diddy impression.
Rob's a lady. He doesn't get the P. Diddy. Yeah, you can try to be quiet after that and kill the joke, but you're having it. You didn't get a reference.
I didn't understand
you
it.
You didn't go to hell.
Don Burgundy says
nobody got a reference.
Why is P. Diddy in a Bill Withers song?
Yeah.
Stone is too legit to quit, but unlike him, we do have to quit.
There are only two rounds
so
this year?
We're at like 9,000 minutes or 8 hours or whatever it is.
I'm not
point.
Sure. We should start bringing our energy level down. I'm fucking ready to have a Super Bowl show.
Edit this
show. No. Put it up as is.
So the winner this year.
This show
are we already the
minutes.
Winner?
Ryan Fantana.
So, Super Bowl. It's been a pretty good show.
No, it's been a terrible show.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming for our terrible Super Bowl show. We should start this shit
this
over.
This is why we do
top.
This every 3 days and we do a Super Bowl show.
that.
Okay, we're trying to sound it.
Are we doing a sound check again?
Yeah.
Can we get Nicole to check her distance?
Sound
please?
Check.
Please check your distance.
Check.
Closer.
Check.
Closer.
It's a distance check. Check.
Closer. Further away.
Check.
Closer.
Check one. Check one.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.